Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. This is the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. I'm glad to be with you. Now, I need to give you a bit of a warning that tonight's Tuesday show will be a bit shorter than what the normal Tuesday show would be because we have the start of the Ministry of Helps conference at our church, Living Word International Church, which gets me into my first topic of the evening after we do our prayer. Lord God, I thank you right now for this show. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless it. You bless my voice and show me what to say, not to say. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're just quickening my voice and that you just have your way in this broadcast. And I pray, Lord God, for great sponsors. I thank you, Lord God, for my equipment, that the money is coming in for it right now in the name of Jesus. Faith is now, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And Lord God, I thank you right now for this conference. I thank you that it's going to be a great week and that we'll be refreshed as we spend time this week learning about how to do better in the Ministry of Helps, how to better flow in our gifts, because each person has different gifts, and that I'd learn to flow better in my gift. And I give you praise and honor for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this Ministry of Helps stuff, you say, Miracle Man, what is the Ministry of Helps? The Ministry of Helps is this. When you've been to church for a while, hopefully you'll get to a place where you don't just want to sit in the service anymore. You don't want to just always do nothing but sit in the service, say amen, smile and grin, give in the offering, which is all great, but you're supposed to get to a place where you do more than that. Whether it be the fivefold ministry, the worship leader, or the Ministry of Helps, lay people. That means doing things like being an usher, being a greeter at the door, doing security in the parking lot, being a children's worker or teacher. At our church, working in the media department, publications, camera, audio booth. Takes a lot of people. Takes a lot of people to do a church service, at our church at least. Most churches take a certain amount of people, but at our church it takes a lot of people to run a service. You got to have the cleaner, the cleaning crew. You got to have security in the parking lot. You got to have the security at the door. You got to have the ushers for the offering envelopes. You got to have audio team, the video team for television. You know, you've got the worship team who provides the praise and worship. There's a lot of areas. Dr. Mark T. Barclay cannot run a church service by himself. That's where the Ministry of Helps comes in. So all of these worship team and all those other departments I just named, the greeting at the door, you know, they're all departments. Very important to a church. I know some of you might be saying, Miracle Man, when are you going to get on to something else that might maybe be a little more interesting to some people, like faith or sports or something else? Well, I'll get there when I'm finished. But this kind of thing is like the greeters at the door and that, and if you serve in a church, this conference is for you, and you need this conference. And tonight at 7 is the start of the conference. And here's what you can do. There's multiple ways you can join us. One way, and I hope this is the way you choose, of course, if you're nowhere nearby, then it might be harder to do this, but one way is to join us live at in the sanctuary at Living Word International Church at 2010 North Stark Road, Midland, Michigan, 48640. The church is on Stark Road, a mile north of US 10, right hand side of the road. You can't miss it. And we'd love to have you. Another way you can join us for this conference is by going to marktbarclay.com, clicking on the streaming link, and then hitting play, and then you can enjoy the conference. And you're saying, okay, I want to come one of the services. First service is tonight at 7 with prayer at 6:15. Tomorrow we have a 10:30 a.m. service, and then 6:15 for prayer, 7 o'clock evening service, and then the exact same thing Thursday and Friday. And Friday is when we close it out, the Great Ministry of Helps Conference. And what's going to happen in these services? It all depends on what God says. Pastor and the other people who help do this, we all believe that it's God who runs these conferences, and it's God who chooses what comes out of it. Okay? So we have that. We have the Ministry of Helps. Now, let me do Preacher and Miracle Man Show. It is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And here's what you can do. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, search for Up for Entertainment, and then you should find The Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. This is the 25th episode of this show. This is our 25th episode. And we have all the episodes archived for you. And you can watch them anywhere, anytime you want. You can watch them at home. You can watch them on your way home from church. You can watch them at work if you want. If the boss will let you. Wherever. And we do this for you. So, if you want to call us right now and talk to us on the Preacher and the Miracle Man Show, you can call us at 215-383-3810. Again, that's 215-383-3810. We'll talk sports with you. We'll play with you. We'll talk Ministry of Helps with you if that's what you want to do. We'll talk about why the grass is greener, why we think the grass may be greener on the other side if that's what you want. But we don't really do politics on the show. That's not exactly what I had in mind for the show. So we don't do that. I have other things that I feel, you know, to put on the air. And there's other great politics shows you can listen to, like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, among others. But that's not what I do. With that in mind, we're going to go for a few minutes to the book of Hebrews, that faith chapter. Hebrews coffee. Yes, Hebrews coffee. It's kind of a joke, and I love it, but, you know, that's what we're doing. So, with with that in mind, here we go.
I got a poke for you sitting over here.
Oh, you do? Now, faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of what we don't see yet.
I have to see what happened to that page.
Oh, the evidence of what we don't see yet. And then it talks about all that stuff. I don't know about what happened to that other page.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't. It fell out somehow.
Uh-oh.
And it's talking, but it's talking about how it says, talking about how the sand and the sand is like the sun of the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. And then it says this, all these people. It talks about Noah, among others, and it talks about all these great people like that, and they were still believing. They were still believing. So all these people were still believing, living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens, and that they were strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is still amazed to be called their God, and he has promised a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. However, as we read yesterday, Abraham goes to, take the sacrifice and basically kill the son. But then God said, don't lay a hand on him. And he got to sacrifice something else instead.
Ram in the thicket.
He got to do the ram in the thicket instead. But same result. Commercial will be shortly after reading. But I did take a sip and don't worry, promotional message will be coming. But he who had received the promises of God was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be recorded, will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned with God that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. And by faith, Isaac, he blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their futures. I'm still reading. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. And he gave instructions about his bones. And by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child. And they were not, they were not afraid of the king's edict. And by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the simple pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as for greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, fearing the king's anger, and he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. And by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry ground. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days to, you know, the great high school or college band, awesome drumline and all that great stuff. Hot girls on it all over the place. I wish. You knew I would say that. You know that's what I wish, Danny, right?
Yeah. I didn't.
In a way, I guess you're not surprised.
No, I'm not.
Because he told them to be quiet during the 7 days. He didn't say how.
Couldn't say a word.
That means that.
You know how hard that is.
So if it was under chest, could they just be all loud and going crazy and doing all their pregame stuff, or no? Probably not. Probably not.
You think you and I could be quiet and not say a word for 7 days?
None of that?
Uh-uh.
None of that?
Uh-uh.
Instead, they'd just be so quiet. Mm. The people had marched around them for 7 days.
Just march.
And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed for those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms and administered justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, guessing the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, where weakness was burned by strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies, received back by the dead, the dead were raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced tears and flogging, while still others were stoned and were put in
stone.
They were put to death by the sword. And they went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them, for them. They wandered in desert and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith. Yet, none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
Wow. You did it, the whole chapter.
This is very good. Very good. This faith stuff is so good. It's so great, everything they found.
Get my French fries?
Yeah, I was just curious if I could have a couple. Sorry.
Just ask.
You're all right.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
You can have the rest. But
no, wait. While you're chomping, let me say something about faith. Now, give the miracle man a minute, because he's got the most delicious fry in America in front of him. He's got the second most delicious soft drink.
First.
I have the first in front of me. But let's talk about faith instead.
Yes.
Because when you look at the list of what God said these people accomplished by faith, it's quite a list. Where'd my Bible go? Never lose your Bible.
Ever.
Don't do it.
Especially not before the conference.
Especially before the conference. You ever lose your Bible?
Oh, we've all done it.
We have. I lost mine, so I don't have nothing. Never lost a page of it, though. I just lost the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
But listen to what it says. Through faith, they subdued kingdoms. They worked righteousness. They obtained promises. So they subdued the kingdoms in front of them. When they were confronted with unrighteousness, they went to righteousness. God gave them a promise, but then it says they obtained them. Now, it's one thing for God to give you a promise. It's another thing to actually obtain it, right?
Exactly.
Look at you had a promise that you about going to school that you would finish and
yes.
Do some, and you did. You actually obtained the promise that God gave you.
Amen.
Then it says, stop the mouths of lions. That's Daniel. But that's also David.
Yes.
David killed the lion and the bear. And that's David's mighty men, because one of them killed a lion in a snowy pit.
Yep.
Now, if you can kill a lion out here in the bare ground, that's good. But if you can kill him in a snowstorm, that's really good.
Come on.
They quenched the violence of fire, the three Hebrew children. They escaped the edge of the sword, and yet some of them died by the sword. I mean, that one verse that you read said they were sawn in two. That one prophet was put in a log and sawn in two with a saw.
Yep. It was a big saw.
And all of it was by faith. All of it. They believed. What was it Pastor's been saying? You just know that God's good for what he said. Now,
yep.
How he's saying it?
Yep, that's how he's been saying it.
And
you know he's good for it.
You know, I've said for a long time, teaching out of this, verse 6 is the simplest definition of faith that there is. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But you can take that same verse, and you can take the without out and say, but with faith, it is possible to please him.
You take the out part and
you take
the
out, and you leave the in. So with faith, it's possible to please him. Well, how am I going to do that? He who comes to God must believe that he, God, is. So do you believe God is? Yes. Who does?
I believe he is. I do.
Yeah.
And you believe that he will reward you, personally you, if you diligently seek him.
I do.
Now, that's a simple definition that anybody can do. And when you look at this history, and, you know, it's like we're reading through Genesis. Every one of them men were men of faith.
All. I'm not asking. I was saying they are. They were.
Did you eat all these? You need more?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's a long night for conference.
No, I'm good.
All right.
The first night over the years, it just keeps getting shorter and shorter, I feel like.
Yeah, well, just use your faith.
I'm just saying what's happened. History. Last conference, we were done literally at 9 o'clock.
Well,
like at the,
just, there's something wrong there.
At the Holy Spirit.
There's something wrong with that.
Like they,
don't you remember back in the day? Conferences would last till 11 o'clock at night, man. Be going home at midnight.
Now like never.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Now it never does that. Ever. They,
anyways, so you're on faith. I get back to faith in Abraham.
So I'm going
to
get faith in Abraham. Let's do it. Abraham, let's see how fast I can read. Because Lord have mercy, the clock
says 6 o'clock straight up.
So we got.
Just in time.
Yeah, but I got
some ground to cover, so don't be fooling around here.
I got some ground to cover. Then we got to Augusta. So I'm going to read fast and it's going to be good. So, let me see. 23, the death of Sarah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. She died at Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went to mourn with Sarah and to weep over her. Then Abraham rose from beside his dead wife and spoke to the Hittites. He said, I am an alien and I am a stranger among you. Tell me some property for a burial site here so that I can bury my dead. The Hittites replied, Abraham, sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of our tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead. Then Abraham rose and he bowed down before the people of the land, the Hittites. And when he said to them, if you are willing to let me bury my dead, then listen to me and intercede with Ephron, son of Zohar, on my behalf, so that he will tell me the cave of Machpelah, which belongs to him and is at the end of his field. Ask him to sell it to me for the full price as a burial site among you. Ephron the Hittite was setting among his people, and he replied to Abraham in the hearing of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of his city. No, my lord, he said, listen to me. I give you the field, and I give you the cave that is in it. I give it to you in the presence of my people. Bury your dead. After Abraham bowed down before the people from the land, and he said to Ephron in their hearing, listen to me, if you will. I will pay the price of the field. Accept it from me so that I can bury my dead there. Ephron answered, Abraham, listen to me, my lord. The land is worth 400 shekels of silver.
Wow.
But what is that between me and you? Bury your dead. Abraham agreed to Ephron's terms, and he weighed out for him the price he had named in the hearing of the Hittites, 400 shekels of silver, according to the weight current among the merchants. So Ephron's field in Machpelah near Mamre, both the field and the cave, and all the trees within the borders of the field was dizzed. Was deeded to Abraham as his
deeded
to Abraham as his property in the presence of all the Hittites who had come to the gate of the city. Afterward, Abraham buried his wife Sarah in the cave in the field of Machpelah near Mamre, to which is at Hebron, is the land of Canaan. The field and the cave in it were deeded to Abraham by the Hittites as a burial site. See, he had favor. He had favor. He had favor with God. That guy kept saying, you don't have to pay. 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 You're going to be free. Just bury your dead here. Just bury. Abraham didn't think it was right, though, and he just gave him the 400 shekels, which I commend him for that.
Thing about Abraham. Nobody was going to do it for him. He was going to make sure he took care of himself.
That's part of what's so great.
Yeah.
And that is favor. Now, we got to get going, so I'm going to get to sports real quick. This is going to be what I'm calling the Shukla Sports Center Express. Last night, you have the NFL Monday night game. You have Chiefs over the Redskins 27-20. Chiefs are the only unbeaten team left in the NFL. 4-0.
Wow. The Chiefs.
The Chiefs. The same Chiefs that beat the champs. I think the Chiefs are really making something of themselves. They got the top running back in the league right now, who's a rookie. So I think the Chiefs are not going away. I don't think the Chiefs are going away. Not this year. I'm kind of surprised at how well they're doing. So you have that. Then tonight and tomorrow night, you have the wild cards. For tonight, you have the Twins and Yankees in Minnesota. I'd actually give that to the Yankees, though. And then you have your other games that follow, like the Rockies, among others. And then, hockey. Thursday
hockey.
Night. Thursday
hockey.
Night, you have the birth. Little Caesars Arena open for the first regular season hockey game.
You going?
Between the Wings and the Wild. No, I'm not going. We got the conference for one thing. And secondly, the ticket, the lowest tickets they have for Red Wings this year that are like on Ticketmaster, I believe, are $50 a piece.
Wow.
Based on face value. Maybe on other sites they have them for less. SeatGeek or something. I'll look around. I'm going to look around because I'd love to go watch one of their games. But it's the birth of a new season. Do I think the Wings can make the playoffs this year? It's going to depend. I think there's one factor that comes to mind. Health.
Yeah.
How healthy can they be? Healthy, can they stay? Can they get more production out of their younger guys? That's going to determine what we have. And yes, every time the Red Wings play a game in between shows and what have you, I am going to be doing Red Wing updates now and Pistons updates. Now that the Tigers updates are unfortunately suspended due to the Tigers not making the playoffs. So now that brings the Red Wings on. And I'm going to give updates and, find some things. And then, of course, Saturday you have the game between Michigan and Michigan State. 7:30 on Saturday night in Ann Arbor. I hope the fans will be really riled up and ready to
rock and roll, eh?
Rock and roll. Because ultimately, you know what makes a game big? One of the things that does, in my opinion, when you hear that loudness over that TV or what have you, or if you're in a place like B-Dubs and they're all really, really, really loud and they're all into it like crazy.
I was at a NFL playoff game one year at B-Dubs. And that crowd was crazy in that place, man.
Was there a lot of girls into it too? I hope so.
No.
Oh.
A bunch of just male testosterone.
But I'd like to see some girls get into it too, though. Ultimately, that's kind of what I would like to see a lot more of.
Well, my daughter likes.
Not more girls than guys, but a bit more. Girls among them.
Just go ahead, you can get
it. Just watching them. But now, like I said, Sports Center Express, and then Sunday you have Lions Panthers. I will give you predictions on all of these, except for there's one prediction I'm gonna do right now, and then I'll remind you of it. If I forget tonight what it is, for Thursday night, I predict that the Red Wings will win their opening game at Little Caesars Arena, the regular season. I think they will beat the Wild. I think it's going to be 2-1.
2-1.
And they will win. They will make a nice statement in front of their fans that we are the Red Wings. We're back. You know, we're gonna at least on the table so we can at least make the playoffs again.
Well, they got a new stadium. They can't complain about that.
So we can't. No, we cannot complain about that. So, with that in mind, folks, I have one reminder, and then I'm going to close. The reminder is, don't forget Ministry of Health Conference this week. 2010 North Stark Road in Midland. Just west of town, 1 mile north of US 10. Come to the church or stream it live on markbarclay.com Tuesday through Friday. And until next time.
Hey, wait, before you're done, did you talk about the Ministry of Health and what it is?
Yes, I did.
Can I talk about it a little bit?
Yes.
Got it. It's only 6:13, so you still got 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So I got 2 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Miracle Man made reference to this a little earlier, and I want to hit it again myself. And that is, this should be the most attended conference there is in any church, is a Ministry of Helps conference. Because the Ministry of Helps is 95% of what happens in a church, in a ministry. The pastor, and I say this from experience because I was a pastor, the pastor and what he does is literally about 5% of what goes on in a church.
That's it. Five.
Yeah. So 95% of what happens in the church is going to happen through the hands of and the efforts of the people of the church. That's why this conference is so important. And if there's a master in America on the Ministry of Helps, it is Dr. Barker. He's a master. And this conference is one of those conferences that will minister to you as a normal, regular church person, regular church goer, because it's going to be all about what you do in the church. It's not about the preachers. It's not about the, you know, the elders and all, you know, all that stuff, all the leaders. This gets right down to the nitty gritty of making things happen in the church. And so I said 2 minutes. I've used my 2 minutes. Make sure, like Miracle Man said, make sure you either show up in the building, 2010 Stark Road, or get on the internet, live.marktbarkley.com, and or go to marktbarkley.com, hit live stream, and be a part of the conference. The live stream starts at 7 o'clock and runs to the end of the service every time. And I like how Pastor's been saying it. If you're on the stream with us, then
participate.
When we read the Bible, get your Bible out. When we give an offering, give an offering. When we shout, you shout.
We worship. We come up to the altar. You
get up and walk to the TV.
Stand up, or just stand up at your couch or whatever. Or whatever.
That's what I always do. When they say stand, I stand.
Right.
Because then you can receive that anointing that comes across there. Folks, you don't want to just sit and watch. Don't just be a watcher of the live stream. Be a participator. Be a worshiper. Be a receiver. And God already bless your life. All right, here we go.
So, you heard what the preacher just said about the conference. Now you know where to find it. I'm getting ready to go over there myself. So, with that in mind, until next time, everybody, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
So long, everybody.